Good morning.
大家早安。
I have a confession to make before I start.
我要当大家有一件事情要告解。
You had a wedding here yesterday.
你们昨天有一个很好的一个结婚典礼。
I had a chance to pull out one of the programs from yesterday when I came in this morning.
我有一个机会当今天早上把昨天的节目单稍微看了一下。
I looked at the bride's parents and saw the Wees.
And 我看到这个新娘那一边的这个家庭。
And the groom's parents, the Mengs.
And 这个男方的家庭是 Meng's family.
And I went to my wife and I said, look, their children got married.
我看到他们是两个，他们的子女正在结婚了。
I went to one of the youth to verify.
我去问其中的一个年轻人去证实这一件事情。
I don't know how I missed the word representative.
结果我真的没有看到的是双方家长的代表。
I was very humbled.
我真是非常的谦虚。
My wife says, I couldn't believe that Shirley wouldn't tell me.
我真的不相信我的很好的姐妹Shirley竟然没有告诉我这么重大的一件事情。
Okay, this morning I want to start with a true but silly story.
我今天早上跟大家分享一个很真实，但是非常稍微有点愚蠢的一个故事。
It's about a man that walked up to a vending machine to put in his money.
这是一个人到了一个贩卖的一个机器，把钱放进去，能够买些东西。
He put his money in and pressed the buttons labeled coffee, double cream, and sugar.
他把这个钱放上去，他要一杯咖啡，要双份的这个creamer跟双份的糖。
I understood creamer.
That's a common word in Chinese too.
That's good. But no cup appeared.
但是这个纸杯没有出现。
But the nozzles went into action.
但是这个你们知道这个咖啡的加这咖啡都开始已经开始咖啡水已经出来了。
No cup, but out came the coffee, the cream, and then the sugar.
然后接下来这个奶精那个糖也全部都下来了。
All in their proper amounts.
这个量计都是正确的。But
all went down the drain.
但是都跑到这个出水口。The
machine turned off.
最后这个机器停了。The
man thought for a moment.
这个人去买这个咖啡的人稍微想一下，思考一下。He
said, now that's real automation.
这真是非常的自动化。The
thing even drinks it for you.
I don't even have to say anything. Now you all know about it. 这个机器自动也把咖啡喝掉了。That
is just like some of us, though, when it comes to living out our faith.
这也都是很像，这是比喻我们自己，我们真实信仰有时候也像这个样子。
Sometimes we just want to make a little deposit or invest a little money.
有时候我们就是要存钱，要存这么一点点来开始。
And let the rest be taken care of automatically.
你认为说其他的事情就会一步一步顺便的自动的完全发生。
But there's no such thing as automated faith.
但是你们知道这个信仰并不非常自动的。
Or automated prayer.
或者是这个祷告也不是会自动发生的。
No automated devotions.
这个我们平常的读经祷告也不会自己发生的。
Or worship.
我们的敬拜也不会自动化。
But following Jesus calls for so much more.
但是我们都知道跟随基督真的需要有很多的事情。
Following not meaning from a distance or just observing, but actually cleaving to.
真是跟随基督并不是在远远的查看或观察，但是必须要紧紧的抓住他。
Cleaving to the Christ requires personal discipline.
抓住基督必须要每一个人有很亲切的一个跟随。
It requires a personal decision.
当然是每个人都有必须自己有一个自己个人的一个决定。
When we become a follower of Christ, he just doesn't do everything for us.
但是当我们变成耶稣基督的门徒跟随者的时候，他并不会我们所有的事情都帮我们做好。We
all have a part that we must do.
我们都有我们自己的责任要做。And
we begin to see that in this account in the scripture of Luke.
但是我们在这段我们读过的经文当中，你就会看到我们要做的事情。
sometimes when we read things out loud, we're more concentrating on what we're saying than really paying attention to what is being said.
真是我们看到这个经文的时候，经常就看到这是表面上的，但是我们没有察觉到字里行间要说的意义。
So let me summarize just for us a little bit of what we've just read together.
所以我让大家稍微把它总结一下我们今天念的这个经文。
We find Jesus standing out by the sea that morning, by the lake.
我们知道这个耶稣基督就在那一天早上，就在那一个湖边跟大家在一起。
I believe it was probably very early in the morning.
我在想大概是一个清晨早上。
There's something about being close to the water.
他讲到说好像很靠近河边了，湖边。
Jesus loved to spend time by the water.
当然了，其实你们也知道耶稣基督很喜欢跟这个水靠近，很喜欢水的活动。
As people are getting up in the morning, they spot Jesus standing out there on the shore.
他们知道早上起来，这些门徒就看到耶稣基督就在湖边了。
Doesn't take long and a crowd begins to gather.
一不多时就很多人就开始围集在耶稣基督的身边。
They begin to press in and around Jesus.
他们开始去巡查耶稣基督，开始去接近他。
They truly want to hear the word of God.
他们真的是要听到神的话语。
Jesus looks around and he sees some fishermen cleaning out their nets.
这时候耶稣基督看到一些渔夫正在把他们的渔网给清干净。
He sees a couple of boats that are stationed there.
他看到有两条船就在湖边。
He steps into one of those boats.
他进入了其中的一条船。
It happens to belong to Simon Peter.
这时候正是就是这条船就是属于西门彼得的。
And so Peter takes notice of that and comes over and Jesus asks him to put out just a little bit from the shore.
这时候这个耶稣基督上船就跟他讲说，你把这个船稍微开往外面一点点。
I can kind of picture this in my mind that he has Peter put the boat parallel to the shore.
那你就知道耶稣基督要把让西门彼得把船稍微开到远一点，跟湖边平行。
And Jesus sits and faces the crowd.
这时候耶稣基督在那边跟门徒说话。
And he begins to teach them.
跟这些群众说话，教导他们。
And just like on many other occasions, the people listen with great interest.
就说这时候就像一个很正常的一个场合，很多人都是非常有兴趣的听到耶稣基督要讲什么。
It comes to the point where Jesus has finished speaking.
这时候耶稣基督已经讲完了。
And he looks at Peter and he says, Peter, put out to the deep.
所以他跟那个西门彼得说，把船再往深水之处开去啊。
And Peter puts out to the deep.
彼得一点都没有犹豫，都把这船开到水深之处。
He tells him to drop down his nets.
这时候跟他讲说，把渔网下水深处。
And Peter's a little disturbed by that.
那时候彼得当然心里有点忧惧忧迟缓一下。
Because he had just cleaned the nets from the night before, and they were out all night long and caught nothing.
这时候他真是你们也知道，他渔网刚清完，整个晚上都没抓到鱼。
But finally, Peter says, "Because you say so, Lord, I'll drop down the nets."
因为你神耶稣基督你说这样子，所以我就这样做了。
The Scripture tells us that they caught a great number of fish.
我们在圣经的记载中间，之后他们抓了很多的鱼，捕到很多鱼。
So much so he could hardly get the net in the boat so full.
他就是鱼太多了，甚至连鱼都没办法弄到船上来。
The nets begin to tear.
这个渔网就开始裂开。
He motions for his partners who are still up on shore to bring their boat out.
他就是跟另外一个船跟他讲说，你们赶快来帮忙吧。
And they come out as well.
他们也出来了。
Now their boats are full, beginning to sink. Nets are tearing so many fish.
那这两条船这时候渔网都裂了，那个船就开始要沉下去了。
Peter falls at the knees of Jesus.
这时候彼得就跪倒下来在耶稣前面。
He too makes a confession.
他这时候他也跟神告解。
Says, "Go away from me, Lord, for I'm a sinful man."
说离开我吧，神啊，我真是一个罪人。
He is so amazed at what has just happened.
他对这件发生的事情觉得非常的惊讶。
But Jesus says, "Don't be afraid, Peter."
他说不要害怕，西门彼得。
Because from this day forward, you're going to catch people.
从今时开始，你这是开始要得人如得鱼。
And they bring both boats back to land.
这时候就把船两条船开到这个湖边了。
And Luke says they began to follow Jesus.
在这一段路加福音就讲说，之后他们就跟随耶稣基督。
And what I want us to do with the rest of our time this morning is just to kind of stop and make observations from what we've spoken out loud and from what you've just heard.
我们这时候今天早上你剩下的时间，我们在几段会有分段来思想中间的话语。
Remember again, the title to this message is Put Out into the Deep.
这时候我要让大家心里稍微注意一下，我们今天的主题是到水深之处。
Sometimes it's so much safer and more convenient to spend time in the shallows.
那我们知道很多东西，经常我们都习惯在浅水之处，因为它比较安全。
Especially when we've been out to the deep with no success.
尤其是我们到水深之处，一点都没有得到好处，没有得到鱼。
We want to be in a place in life where our feet can feel the bottom.
我们在感觉到安全之处，我们的脚可以踏到湖底。
Because when we do that, we still sense that we're somewhat in control.
我们知道我们将脚会踏到地的时候，我们觉得生命稍微能够有所控制住。
But out in the deep, when we're out above beyond our head and too far to swim to shore, it's a different story.
当我们把船开到很远的地方，脚不着地，不会游泳，那就我们觉得没办法控制我们自己的生命。
So I want us to start by looking at the call of God.
我们这时候就是要我们把我们的注意力集中在主对我们的呼召。
I want you to picture that day.
我让你们大家稍微去想象那一天整个情景。
It's amazing how Jesus always has a way of meeting us exactly where we are at.
我们这次有时候真的非常的惊讶，耶稣基督神经常在我们需要的地方刚好就来遇见我们。
He meets us in the midst of everyday ordinary life in the routine that we find ourselves in.
我们经常都会发现他在我们生命的大大小小细节，很普通的生活在里面，他就在我们中间。
Jesus found Peter doing what Peter had done faithfully every day, being a fisherman.
这时候耶稣基督发到西门彼得，就在他平常的一个生活里面找到他，他在做什么？他在捕鱼。
After you're done fishing, you scrub your nets out and get all of the debris out of the nets.
当你去捕完以后，他慢慢把渔网整个这样慢慢的清洁的时候，耶稣基督出现了。
And Jesus finds Peter right there on the shore.
这时候耶稣基督在湖边找到西门彼得。
And yet there's so many times that we miss Jesus in the midst of our everyday life.
那时候是我，但是经常我们在我们的这个平常生活里面，我们竟然忽视了耶稣基督在我们身边。
Because we're waiting for some great encounter, some great moment, some burning bush to burn in front of us.
因为我们经常都有很多我们要期待的事情，更大的发生，有经常有一些急切的事情我们必须要去做。
God doesn't always come to us in great big ways.
神并不是用一个很大的滔天巨浪来接近我们，
but into the simple ways and things that take place in our life every day.
但是他是用一个很小的事情在我们生命中接住我们。
The other thing I notice about Jesus is he wants nothing more to use than what we have available.
我知道一件事情，就是耶稣基督只要利用我们身上能够有的事情来做。
All Peter had was a net and a boat.
Peter 只有 一条渔船，一张渔网，
and that's all Jesus asked for.
耶稣基督就只有要求这个。
He didn't ask for a yacht.
他没有要求一个很大的一个好的船。
He didn't ask for a net made out of gold.
也没有说要一个金子做的网。
But just out of the simple, very things he had.
但是是一个非常普通的一件事物件。
You may feel like you don't have a lot to offer to him. You may feel that there's not much that he could use in your life. The only thing he wants to know is what you do have. Do you make it available to him today? And so they're in this boat and Jesus is teaching. And finally, the teaching comes to an end. And Jesus looks at Peter. And he says, go out into the deep. He says, what do you mean out to the deep? We've already been out to the deep last night.
你在说什么啊？我才刚从水深之处回来了。
What do you mean, Jesus? I've been there. I've done that. There's no fish out there, I'm telling you.
我已经做了一次了，那根本没有鱼啊。We
have fished all night, and I'm tired. I'm exhausted. We've scrubbed our nets, and I'm ready to go home and get some sleep.
我整晚打鱼，什么鱼都没有打到，刚刚把鱼清，渔网清干净，你要我叫我出去。
But Jesus says, no, I want you to go out to the deep.
但是耶稣跟他讲说，没有错，我要你到水深之处。
And Peter takes Jesus out to the deep.
所以说，这时候，西门彼得就把照着耶稣基督的话语，把水开到，把船开到水深之处。
There's something that struck me about that verse.
在这一段，在经文里面，对我有一个很大的一个震撼。
That many times we are more interested in taking Jesus for a ride instead of letting him be our guide.
这时候我们经常是让耶稣基督是陪伴我们，但是没有让他成为我们的一个整个过程的一个带领。
A lot of times we just want to have Jesus in our life, but not necessarily have to do everything that he says.
我们这时候真的希望耶稣基督在我们生命中间，但是我们不要他叫我们做什么。
Somehow we like to make Jesus just maybe a mere addition and not the foundation.
我们只是要他只是我们一个附属的东西，而不是一个我们生命中间一个很基本重要的一个基要饰品。
Because we too can say what Peter has said.
我们知道我们也可以跟彼得一样这样的说。
I've worked hard.
我工作得非常的辛劳。
Or in a church setting, we have worked hard as a church family.
我们在就像我们在教会里面，我们每个人都工作得非常的辛劳。
But we don't have a lot to show for it.
但是我们没有很多事情可以展现出来。
So why would you want us to do the same thing that we've been doing with not much to show for it?
但是我们你要我们做什么？没有很多事情我们能够展现出来。
But Jesus says, "Drop down your net, Peter."
但是这时候，耶稣基督对彼得讲说：“把你的渔网投下水深之处。”
And finally, Peter gives in.
这时候彼得终于降服。
Okay, Jesus.Because you say so, and that's the only reason I'm going to drop the net down.
因为你这样子讲，我就这样子做。
Sometimes we have been there and we have done it, and the only reason why we're going to do it again is because Jesus said so.
因为我们经常有时候到了那里之后，真是巴不愿意要做，但是因为耶稣基督叫我们做，我们才会去做。
There have been times in my own life after 22 years as a pastor.
经常在我这个是一个牧师，在二十年中间是牧师，经常就有这时间，就是像这个样子。
That I didn't want to do it one more time.
我真是不要再做了。
But because he said so.
但是因为耶稣基督这样的说
，I would do it one more time.
我会再做一次。
And I know you can all think of times in your life where you've had to do the same thing.
我知道你们生命中也会有这种情况，你们也跟彼得一样。
Being a follower of Jesus is not always convenient.
那成为一个耶稣基督的跟随者，并不是有时候真的是有很多不方便的地方。
It's not always easy.
也不容易了。
It can be very difficult.
非常的困难。
Very challenging.
非常的有很大的这个 challenge.
I understood that again. Wonder if the Lord has given me the gift of interpretation.
Well, you can translate in Chinese if you want. Challenge.
Challenge.
Yeah.
You threw me for a second.
I'm sorry.
You know, when I leave here and I have to go speak at an English church,
我离开之后要去一个另外一个教会再讲道。
The first time throws me for a little bit.
这是第一次，我稍微有点不知道我下面要讲什么。
I usually end up speaking slower because I'm waiting for a translator.
他有时候经常都在等这个 interrupter 讲快一点，讲慢一点，他要等一下。
No, you're not an interrupter. You're a preacher too.
No, I'm the other one.
Yeah. Okay. I want you to realize this is not the first time that Peter has gone fishing.
我们知道，让大家了解，这并不是西门彼得第一次出去捕鱼。
This is not the first time that Peter has caught fish.
这也不是第一次彼得抓到鱼了。
But when he drops that net and it is full, something happens in Peter.
但是当他把渔网下到水深处，抓到很多鱼之后，彼得心里有很大的震撼。
He had been out all night long and caught nothing.
可以心里想到他整个晚上在外面捕到没有一条鱼。
And now there's fish all over the place.
啊，这时候竟然鱼是多到他都抓不起来。
His amazement is in the difference between last night and right now.
这时候不同的地方是昨天晚上所发生的事情跟今天早上耶稣基督所做的事情完全的不同。
And the difference was in the results.
这个不同的地方是在这中间有不同的结果。
When we do what Jesus actually tells us,
当我们跟随基督跟他做他要我们做的事情的时候
what we do is not the same.
我们做的事情结果就会不一样了。
We've heard a quote over the years.
我们经常在我们过去的几年神怎样的呼召我们。
If you always do what you've always done, you will always get what you've always gotten.
你要是经常做都是你经常这样做的事情，你的结果也都是经常普通性的结果。
Until Jesus gets involved.
直到真是耶稣基督进到你的生命中间，带来不同的转变。
If you take all of the daily things that you do every day, that's the same with very little results. When Jesus gets involved, everything changes.
当你在生命中间，你做你平常所做的事情，你的结果只是普通的结果，但是耶稣基督进到你生命之后，结果就大有不同了。
But sometimes we are so comfortable in the routine of every day, we see very little need to invite him into the daily things of our life.
我们有很多非常安静的事情，我们经常做非常的舒服，小结果，很多不同的地方，我们觉得需要耶稣基督有什么样的帮助。
And the other amazing thing that Jesus does in this moment of teaching Peter something very valuable.
这时候在这段非常宝贵的时间，这是 Peter 也收到一个非常宝贵的一个教训。
He exposes a need that every one of us has.
他把将他自己需要的需要跟神讲，就像我们所有人的一样。
Not only do we need Jesus as a part of what is happening in our life.
不只说我们要耶稣基督来帮助我们生命所需要的事件。
He teaches us we need the help of one another.
我们也需要彼此中间相互的帮助。
We need others to get involved in our life and to help us, and we need to do the same for them.
我们也需要别人来帮助我们，我们也需要我们去帮助别人。
There were so many fish, Peter said, "Come on, guys, I need your help."
他这时候彼得就讲说，鱼好多了，赶快，我的伙伴啊，赶快来帮助我。
Yet so many times in American culture, we're taught that help, the need of help, is a sign of weakness.
我们知道有时候在美国式的一个教导上面，觉得你需要人家帮助，就表示你是非常脆弱，才会需要人家帮助。
Well, the truth is, we are weak.
真正的真理真是我们都是脆弱的。
And no one can do it themselves.
真是没有人能够自己做要做的事。
The church cannot do it.By itself.
一个教会并不能够自己完成自己要做的事。
Your church cannot do it by itself.
你们这个教会也是这样子的。
We need the help of Jesus.
我们必须要从耶稣基督来的帮助。
And we need the help of all brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们需要所有兄弟姐妹大家一起来帮助。
We are too territorial.
我们有时候真是都会变成一个不同的一个群体，一个地方一个地方一个地方分开的。
We are too possessive.
有时候我们觉得我们会需要想要控制住某些事情。
We have to have a bigger kingdom mindset.
我们必须要有一个比较好的一个眼光，更大的眼光。
And be open to His leading.
而且能够把心里敞开，邀请耶稣基督来进我们生命，领导我们。
And the last thing that Jesus wants us to understand and make very clear to us.
这是有一点很重要一点的，耶稣基督要让我们了解的另外一点非常重要的。
We cannot allow fear to stop us or obstruct us from doing what needs to be done.
我们不能让恐惧的心来阻挡我们要做的使命。
Fear is one of the first things that pops up when God calls us to be where He is.
这时候神畏惧跟恐惧是经常最一件事情非常发生马上神要叫我们做事情的时候。
Here is one of the great sins of the church.
这时候这是一个很 很大的一个情景，就像在church发生一样。
We do our ministry and our programs.
我们做我们自己的这个福音的工作。
And we go then and invite God to be a part of what we're doing.
我们邀请神做我们福音工作的一部分。
That is backwards.
这是不对的。
We need to discover what it is that God is doing and be a part of that.
我们必须要发现神要我们做什么，然后我们成为神的使命当中的一员。
He says, don't be afraid.
他说不要畏惧，不要怕。
They bring the boats back full of fish.
他把两条船带回湖边。
And the scripture says, they left everything and followed him.
经文这样的讲，他们撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。
They left their boats, they left their nets, and they left them loaded with flopping fish.
他们离开了船，离开了渔网，而且离开了他们所捕捉的这么多的鱼。
Loads and loads of fish left behind, and I'm a fisherman.
说我是一个捕鱼人，这个鱼这样抓到，就这样留在船上，不做什么事。
All that work to leave that behind?
所有一天的辛劳就这样留在船上吗？
Yes.
说就是这样子的。
Because there's something more important than the things of this world.
因为有一件事情比这些世上的事情更重要的事情，我正要去做。
There's something much deeper in God's heart than boats and nets and fish.
在神里面有 更重要的事情，比船、比渔网、比鱼更重要的。
The thing that makes God's heart beat is people.
让神的心里震动的是他的人。
And He will call us to leave things behind to make people and eternity a priority.
他会让我们呼召我们离开我们的职位去跟随人。
Don't buy into the American culture of the church.
不要变成像我们的church，不要像美国人的西方的church一样。
Don't buy into buildings and programming and all of the nice little things that make us look like a church.
不要让只是一个形体外面的一个结构变成我们要追逐的一个事情。
Invest in being the church.
让我们能够花时间在 教会的真实的实体。
God said that my house will be called a house of prayer.
神跟我们讲说，这个教会会成为一个祷告之殿。
Not a house of pews.
但是不是一个桌，不是光是
seats or chairs.
桌子，一个 church 有很多的椅子桌子。
Was the trouble because pew could have a different meaning?
No, it's the exact meaning, but I cannot say it. I don't know how to say it.
Okay. Do you hear what I'm saying?
你知道我要讲什么吗?
It's not about stuff.
真的不是光是一个有物质形式的一个教会。
As important as preaching is, he didn't refer to his house as a house of preaching.
他也讲到，在讲道的时候，真是 教会就是一个祷告跟宣讲话语之殿。
Because not everybody can preach.
不是每个人都可以讲道。
But everybody can pray.
但是每个人都可以祷告。
And when God's people come together and pray,
神的子民一起聚合在一起祷告,
things will never be the same.
事情就会完全不一样, 光景就完全不同。
But be careful when you pray.
但是祷告的时候，我们必须要非常的小心。
Because he may ask you to leave some things behind and follow him.
因为他会叫你把不要的事情放下来，然后跟随他。
But don't be afraid.
但是不要恐惧。
Because when you are where he is, he's in control.
但是如果你知道神在哪里，你就知道神是掌控所有事件的。
And you can rest in His peace.
我们也可以在祂里面得到, 安宁。
Even in the most difficult times in life,
即使在最困难、最艰难的生命的, 状况中,
He'll never leave you.
祂也不会离开你,
never forsake you.
也不会 放弃你。
He says, I'll be with you.
他说我会跟你在一起。
We're going to sing a closing responsive hymn.
我们要一起唱一个回应诗歌。
And as we do, if you need to come and stand or sit or kneel before him this morning,
如果说你今天心里有感动，愿意来到前面，either是站立，或者是跪下，或者是坐下，请你到前面来。
And let him speak into your life.
让他能够对你的生命来说话。
And seek that which he would say to you today.
也是能够寻找说神今天跟你要说什么样的话。
If you're hungry to hear from him, I want you to come.
如果说你今天非常的饥渴，要听到神对你说话，我邀请你到前来。
As we sing,
当我们在唱这段回应诗歌的时候你邀请到前面。
As his spirit draws you, come.
当他的圣灵感动你的时候，你就进前。
The responding hymn is Have Thy Own Way, Lord, 349.请诗歌是《凭你意行》349。这首歌让我们看到，我们照着主的心意要他让他来带领我们。Shall we all stand? 让我们一起站起来。